Hello, everybody, and welcome inside the Conlin Center on the beautiful campus of Dominican University of California. Happy 2018, everybody, as we start off the new year with some NC2A Division II women's basketball as the Dominican Penguins welcome in Chaminade University from the island of Maui. They come in at 1-7 overall, 1-5 in the PacWest Conference under first-year head coach Arthur King. The Penguins 10-5 overall, Brandon 4-3 though in the PacWest. When we left, the Penguins were on top by themselves in the PacWest Conference, now sitting at that fifth position at 4-3 in the conference.
Yeah, and they've dropped three straight games, and that's credit to the injury that we saw here with Sandra Ikiora rolling her ankle, it looks like. And we got a report here that Sandra Ikiora blew out a tendon, and we don't know her timetable to return, but the Penguins have been out-rebounded since she left, and they're definitely missing those 20-plus rebounds each and every single game. As you mentioned, Forrest, when we talked off-air, it's not like the Penguins aren't playing their best game. They're playing the same way. They're just really missing Sandra Ikiora's inside presence.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, that blown tendon by Sandy, there is no timetable for her return. She said maybe February, but Brandon, the season's over here at the Conlin Center February 24th, and they will hopefully head to that PacWest Championship hosted by Cal Baptist in early March. But like you said, everybody else is playing well. It's going to rely a lot on the shoulders of Natalie Diaz now, who, like her counterpart, Sandra Ikiora, averages a double-double a night.
And I say that two people are going to have to step up in replacement of Sandra Ikiora, and that's going to be Julio Razo and Marissa Mondave, I believe. Both of them possess that inside presence, but they can also shoot it from outside mid-range and from the three-point line, which is going to open up more opportunities for the Penguins.
Well, Mondave, as we know, has played well on their road trip. Now we're back here at the Conlin Center. We finally get to see her. We know she's been hurt this year and last year as well. So we get to see Mondave. We saw Razo in the second half of that game when Ikiora did get injured. She played well. She almost had a double-double.
Yeah.
And that was on her birthday, too. So we'll have to see. I'm assuming I would just have to – I'd have to assume that Roz is going to be in the starting lineup tonight.
I
don't see why she wouldn't be one of the 2 6-footers for the Penguins, as we have about a minute and a half to go until the first tip-off here in the Conlin Center of 2018. The Penguins heading over to their bench, and we're ready to get this one underway, Brandon, as we welcome in Stuart Horn.
All right, Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, all morning long I've been so excited thinking about today's game. For a number of reasons. And though Sandra Ikiora is not going to play today, this will be a good opportunity for the Penguins to get going back in the right direction, as Coach Lacoste is just off to my starboard side by about 3 feet. He's just here in front of the Penguin bench waiting for today's national anthem, but the Penguins need to get going in the right direction to go. They haven't won since we were here a month ago. They were number one in the league when last we were on the air, and as it stands, the Penguin women are now tied for fifth place in the conference after going on just one horrendous roadie after another, and hopefully the Penguin women can get that corrected today. I don't know, do you have any feelings on the matter? Without Ikiora, it seems like the team is at a terrible deficit.
Well, that second half, me and Brandon talked about, Razo was the one to step up in that second half. Almost had a double-double on her birthday. I'd assume she's in the starting lineup here tonight.
That was a
she's
great
gonna
night.
Have to be the one.
That was a great night.
I'm picking Marissa Mondave as the player of the game today. I feel like she's going to step up big.
You're coming in early, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, that's kind of a huge move to come in before the game even starts with a player of the game. Because if we don't win, we're not going to have a player of the game. So that suggests that Brandon Candice thinks that Penguin women will win today. And I would say against the 1-7 Chaminade Silver Swords that there's a good chance that the Penguin women will be victorious today, even without their star, Sandra Ikiora. Because as we know, the Penguin women have stars up and down the bench. But they're really going to have to call on them the rest of the season. I mean, the first month of the season, all three of us mentioned championship more than one time. And now in fifth place. And the Penguins also, on those road trips, got a chance to see some real players in Cal Baptist and so forth. So we're ready for the national anthem. And then the first half of today's action between the Penguins and the Silver Swords from Chaminade University here at Dominican. political statement, but I'm glad to say that nobody on the broadcast team knelt during the national anthem there. That, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just expressing my whatever.
Whatever that means.
That, whatever that means, I'm just happy to see that you guys stood. We're ready for the starting lineups. Now, Forrest Hunt, you might have to help me. Actually, either one of you guys can help me with some of the names here. But for Chaminade, who are 1-7 in conference, check it, 1-5 in conference, 1-7 overall. Under head coach Arthur King, Cali Benevente is Benevente is a sophomore from Guam, and getting the start tonight, the guard Benevente. Also, Destiny Castro, a 5'6 sophomore, also from Guam. The other guard, Jakara Waddell, a 5'9 senior from Burbank. Brianne
Nuweku,
a 5'6 junior from Honolulu. And Diamond Carter, a 5'8 junior out of Kapolei, Hawaii. Starting things for the Chaminades, a Silver Sword. Well, for the good old Penguins, the home team today, who are 10-5 overall under head coach Tim Lacoste and 4-3 in PacWest Conference play. Alana Scott, the 5'9 junior out of Rockland, California. Scott gets the start tonight as guard. Vanessa Cruz, a 5'5 junior out of Hercules. On the other side of the key, Adina Del Rosario, a 5'6 freshman out of San Francisco, a Sacred Heart Cathedral prep grad. We'll get things started with Natalie Diaz, a 5'11 junior out of Soquel, and Marissa Mondave, a 5'9 sophomore out of San Jose, who Brandon Cadiz has already, before the opening tip, has named today's potentially the player of the game. She might get the call from all of us. Who knows? But she's already got it from Brandon Cadiz. It's pretty high praise. In the middle for the good old Penguins is the 5'11 junior Natalie Diaz. And Diaz gets the tip out over the top of Diamond Carter, and the Penguins immediately throw the ball away. Moving from our left to right, the Silver Swords move it very quickly, and now slow things up, top of the key. Benevente drifts to the right side, picks up a big screen out of Carter. And Benevente back off. The shuttle toss to Waddell is blocked, and Diaz gets the first rejection of the night. The Penguins will bring it up. On the far side, Cruz, now indoors, back out to Cruz, top of the key, whipping it around, Del Rosario, down low to Diaz. Shot on goal from 8 feet is a little bit deep. Back at her, tipped it out. Chaminade ball. Fast break to the other side with 9 minutes to go. No score yet, fans, in the first of today's PacWest doubleheader. Penguins on D. Perfect kick out. Three ball on the way by the Chaminades. Diamond Carter is very deep. The Penguins with the rebound. Who's going to score first here, Forrest? I don't know. Diaz. Right side, Scott, no look, into the corner. Three ball, Mondave deep. Penguins can't get the rebound. Chaminade will bring it up. Minute and a half into it. No buckets yet. I've never seen a game go the whole first half with no scoring.
We're getting close.
We're on the way, and the shot from the right side by Brianne Nukoyan. Say it again. Nuweku. I couldn't have been further off.
Nuweku.
I am having a problem with it. Nuweku. And she's fouled, the first by the Penguins. Committed by Diaz. So it'll be a Chaminade ball. Shot on goal. Close range. Left side on the baseline by Destiny Castro. And that's good for a deuce. So the Penguins trail by two here against the 1-5 Silver Swords. Vanessa Cruz lightly from the left elbow offers and nothing. And the Chaminades with another rebound. Brandon, the Penguins rebounding has been non-existent thus far.
Yeah, early they're working inside to Natalie Diaz, but she seems to be swarmed and double-teamed on both possessions.
Benavente attempts to penetrate, gets in with an eight-footer and misses. And now the Penguins, Alana Scott launches a three ball from the top of the key to put the Penguins up by one. The assist by Natalie Diaz. Diaz, the PacWest Player of the Week a couple weeks ago. 7.5 minutes to go, and it's only 3-2. But I am happy to report that the Penguins are off the schneid. They're on the board, folks. Turnaround soft jumper from the left elbow, and that falls for Destiny Castro, the 5'6 sophomore. Talofofo Guam, although she went to Notre Dame High. Penguins three ball from the left corner, Alana Scott. Now Scott's 2-for-2 from downtown. Cruz with the assist, 6-4 Penguins. It's been all Scott all morning. And under the bucket, a foul committed by Jakara Waddell, a 5'9 senior. And Waddell came in heavy. And the foul was, I'm not sure who she fouled. I think she fouled Scott. The Penguins get the ball either way. Alexis Price has entered the game for the first time tonight. The very speedy Alexis Price wears number 2. Turnaround jumper by Natalie Diaz goes, and a whistle. Price wears number 2, the same as Alicia Aravello, who was part of the 2002 Penguins. Aravello, one of the great ball handlers in Penguin history. All the way back in 2002, Alicia Aravello. Well, she was something else.
You know, something I've seen early on for the Chaminade offense is that they've been able to get beyond the arc and drive inside to the mid-range game. And we didn't mention before the broadcast, too, but Angelica Collins is inactive. She's probably injured as well. I don't want to say she is, but that's all I'm guessing.
6.5 to go. The Penguins by 5. Tipped away, and somehow the Penguins don't come up with it as Castro hauls it in. But oh, and the Penguins steal it away again. Perfect move by Cruz to reach in and all ball it away from Castro. Scott's got it in the corner down low. Natalie Glass, good, no whistle. Oh, Diaz. Oh, well, right now it looks like Diaz is taking on all of the responsibility of the Ikeora-less Penguins today. And and there's another steal by Cruz. Holy cow, Cruz just grabbed it a foot off of the hand on the outstretched arm of Destiny Castro. Castro's tried to, check it out. It was Benavente who tried to throw it down low from the top of the key, and Cruz was about 2 or 3 feet away from her and caught it one-handed. Like Terrell Owens there, the one-handed catch. Three ball, Price, head fake, no, drives in left side. Too much glass, she had a clean look. 11-4 the Penguins. Oh, Price had the cleanest look of the night. Up and under on the give and go by Alicia Duggan. Duggan out of Renton, Washington, is a 5'7 junior. Went up and under, pretty athletic move, and drew a whistle. 11-6 should go to the line.
And after that foul, that can't be good. Natalie Diaz already has 2 fouls, and we're halfway through the first quarter.
Duggan finishes up the three-point play, 11-7, 5.5 to go, fans. First period. Penguins' Marissa Mondave, top of the key. She's got both legs with the hose all the way up. The Penguin black all the way up. I don't know if those are compression hose or what's going on. She wears 34. It's Raleigh Fingers' old number. 11-7 for those of you who remember the Oakland Athletics from the mid-70s. Fingers had the crazy mustache. And I'm happy to report that Mondavi does not. 5:05 to go, fans. But she does wear 34. And Chaminade's got the ball. Mondavi is certainly a presence in there in the middle, along with Savannah McMorrow. McMorrow, a 6'2" freshman, is the tallest player on the Penguin team. And she's getting her minutes in there. And There's a long ball, top of the key, three ball downtown. Nuaku out of Honolulu with the three ball, and now it's just a one-point game. Oh. Mundave tried to throw it down low, and at the last instant decided not to throw it, and then was somehow able to corral it without walking. Got it down low, and the Penguins score a deuce, 13-10. Nu'uanu is in there on the right wing. Tried to pass it. And the Penguin fouls committed by Cruz. And with 1:15 to go in the first quarter, it's 13-10. Penguins on top. This NC2A Division II broadcast here at Dominican University of California. The Conlin Rec Center opened in April of 2000. This place holds 1,285 people. Today, I don't know, what do you think, 150?
It's a pretty good turnout.
It's not bad. Yeah. Classes don't even begin until Tuesday. Happy New Year, everybody. Horn, Hunt, Cadiz together again. Courtside. And where are you headed tonight after the game? You going home?
Yeah, tonight I'm going home. Probably
going
home.
Where you go? You're not on campus yet.
No.
So you go back home.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today I know is official move-in day, but you're not required to stay on campus throughout the weekend.
Can you if you want to?
Yeah, I'm moving my stuff in after both games today. Actually, I'll move in a lot of my stuff into the dorm, and then I'll head home for the weekend. And
is it my imagination, or is Kara New working the squeegee? I think she is. I think she's, but she's. She has a disguise.
She was working up front earlier.
Yeah, she has a disguise going on.
She was working the front desk when we came in.
4:12 to go in the first quarter. I mentioned 1:15, but I think that was in the break. And the clock rolls. We're coming up on 4 minutes, everybody, in the first quarter. 13-10. Penguins lead this one. Penguins on D. Just a long ball by Alicia Dugan. And the Penguins with the rebound. Price brings it up right side. Driving in hard is Mundave. She goes too much glass from straight away. Boy, you catch the lip of that back basket. And the ball just bounces in such weird ways. You just wouldn't think it could bounce that far out. Loose ball. And a good rebound by McMorrow. Boy, she used that 6'2" frame. Just the way the coach drew it up. Price, three ball, left wing, good. 16-10. Price just knocks down a long three. Here's the three ball answer. Right corner by Dugan, and that's good. So matching threes, and the Penguins have the ball after things slow down. It was all set up by that great rebound by McMorrow. Penguins with consecutive air balls, and finally the Chaminades come up with it. To the other end, Nu'uanu throws it back into the middle. Shot on goal from the right wing by Dugan is no good. The Penguins with the rebound, and now it kicks out of bounds. I don't know if Mundave booted it out of bounds, Brandon, but somehow the ball ended up in the front row of the grandstands over there.
Yeah, it looks like a miscommunication between Vanessa Cruz and Mundave. A little too much English on the pass from Cruz. Mundave turned her head around and didn't see it.
So McMorrow is back to the bench, and Julia Razzo's come in. Oh, brother. Shot from close range by the 5'6" sophomore, Destiny Castro. And there were just a lot of Penguins in the area. And Castro never got the ball out of her hands. The Penguins come up with it. Ooh, that's some pretty nice footwork by Sydney LaRocca. LaRocca, 5'7" freshman out of Folsom. 30 miles northeast of Sacramento. And she went up, had it blocked away, and stayed with it. With some pretty fancy footwork. It's a three-point ball game, everybody, 16-13. 2 minutes to go in the opening period. And the Chaminades work it down low. Castro off the glass, and there's a pretty nice move out of Castro, the 5'6" sophomore. Boy, that looked like a veteran move. Nat from close range, up too much window, gets her own rebound on the other side of the basket and puts it back, 18-15. Boy, Diaz fought for that one. Coming up on a buck and a half. Penguins on D. Penguin Radio, everybody. Worldwide broadcast. Castro, right elbow, back at her. Rebound taken by Sephora Yayus. Chloe Morrison now drifts and sets a screen. Slamming into her is LaRocca. Now they go top of the key, Chaminade ball. Head fake by Nu'uanu. Couple Penguins hit the deck and whistles. 107 to go. And Diaz picks up her third.
You know, it's usually not a big deal when you have Diaz and Aikior down there in the paint. A lot of the time they alternate fouls. You get to the second half and both of them have about two fouls. You can play with three fouls in the second half. Diaz already with three with a minute left in the first quarter. She's going to more than likely take a seat here for a little bit, I would assume. If you consider, that's the thing. Yeah. Coach LaCoste doesn't have really a replacement for the fire that Diaz brings down low.
I think Razzo might have to step up here in a big way, because we've seen Razzo, when she gets it going, she can lead the team. She's got all the makings. Because you're right, Diaz is on a short leash at this point. And there's Castro top of the key, long deuce, to bring the Chaminades within one, 18-17. And the Penguins throw it away, but Diaz corrals it. Left wing, here goes the three, Del Rosario now. And the Penguins can't get the rebound. Oh, there was a long three ball from way out on the left side. Who fired that off? That was Chloe Morrison when she grabbed it and took an extra curl hop. I thought she was going to get rung up for the walk, but she didn't. Penguins take it to the other side, booted out of bounds. And the Chaminade Silver Swords have got it. They go by swords these days. It's like the D-backs. They used to be called the Diamondbacks. Now everybody just calls them the D-backs. If you call them the Diamondbacks, everybody in Arizona gets their feelings hurt.
Yeah, when I was there, a lot of them called them the Snakes as well.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
But there was a time when all the jerseys said Diamondbacks. Mm-hmm. And there was a time when Chaminade went strictly by the Silver Swords.
I love those old jerseys. They had the purple one.
The purple and teal, man.
Throwback.
They had the vest?
Yep.
I know, that was a cool look. When Randy Johnson picked up the Giants cap and put it on. Remember that? The big unit? Wasn't that at the Bob? You ever been to the Banquet Ballpark? They don't call it that anymore, but that's what it was called when they opened it. And the second one by Castro is good. It's 18 up, everybody. And the Penguins from half court. Get a shot off on the buzzer by LaRocca, and it does not go. And it's a tie game, 18-18. And to tell you the truth, you guys, I'm a little bit surprised. Yeah. I thought the Penguins would be up by 12 by now.
Yeah, I'm surprised by the low-scoring game. And as we saw earlier, within the first couple of minutes, they weren't scoring within the first two possessions. But they're really just trading shots here. And the Penguins don't have that defensive pressure because of the loss of not only Aikiura, but I believe, as I mentioned before, and Helica Collins. She really guards that perimeter and causes disruption up the front court. But Vanessa Cruz, two steals so far playing that defense. But in terms of three-point shots, I noticed this streaming live. I was watching the game against Cal Baptist, and the Penguins only allowed 2 3-point shots in the entire first half. When the second half came in, they allowed 13 three-point shots, which is, in my opinion, not the typical Penguins defense that we usually see.
Well, when you say they allowed them, what do you attribute the difference to?
I definitely think it's Angelica Collins that guarding the perimeter, because they're able to get inside the paint and kick it out to those open shooters. And I was watching, and Cal Baptist just had a field day in the entire second half.
It seems like if they move from 2 3-point attempts to 13 attempts at Cal Baptist, that at halftime they made some sort of an adjustment. I mean, I know that Angelica Collins is an underrated player, and she is bound for greatness. There's no question about it. But against a team like Cal Baptist, could she be that big of a difference maker?
Probably.
All right, I like it.
Difference maker, I tell you what, Stu, here in the second quarter is going to be the rebounds for the Penguins. Right now, they're leading the rebound category. They have 11 to Chaminade's 10. 11 rebounds. And the other thing is going to be the aggressiveness from Natalie Diaz on the defensive side with three fouls. Is she going to back off a little bit so she doesn't get her fourth or maybe fifth before we even get to halftime?
Yeah.
Or is she going to play tough still?
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
You might see her let the Silver Swords drive right by her and go to the bucket, play defense, but maybe not as tight as she normally would.
Yeah, what do you say about that, Brennan? I got to agree that the last thing the Penguins need is Diaz to pick up another one.
I totally agree. Right there at the end of the first quarter, Chaminade kind of flopped there, tried to pick up an elbow on Natalie Diaz, but good thing they didn't get that call.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, is it a matter of Diaz playing too hard, or is it a matter of the referees being a little too sensitive about things? Are they not spreading it out? Why is it that Diaz has already racked up three when I don't think she's fouled out of more than a couple of games all season?
But if you're the Swords, you go right at her right now.
That's a good point. I sure would. You got to knock the knees out right now. Clock rolls, everybody. We're in the second period of the first half. 10 minutes on the overhead, and the first shot goes off by the Swords. No good. Penguins with a rebound, just like Forrest said. Three ball. Scott, right wing. Good! Alana Scott opens up the second period with a long three ball. Timeout Swords.
Penguins shooting 50% from beyond the arc. They've already shot 8 shots from three-point land, and that's something that we haven't seen much the Penguins do. They like to work it inside a lot to Ikiora and Diaz. It seems they've gone out to maybe more of that perimeter shooting without the presence of Ikiora on the offensive side.
The thing about having Ikiora down low is we are in the middle of a timeout called by Chaminade's head coach, Arthur King, is you can fire the threes at will if you're the Penguins when you've got Ikiora down low, who's an expert at grabbing rebounds and putbacks. I just think that if I were an outside shooter, that I would feel that much more confident knowing that Ikiora is down there in the event I miss. Nat, yes, great. Razo, great. But there is definitely a difference when you have an Ikiora in there as that the team leader, and she's not only a team leader, she's frankly the conference leader in one category or two categories every week, week in and week out. And it's always with rebounds and scoring and assists and, you know.
Yeah, she gets the other team in foul trouble because once she gets that second chance rebound, she puts it up and she's fouled, puts the other team in the team bonus, which leads to more free throws for the Penguins.
That's a very good point. You're absolutely right. Penguins by 3 after that masterful opener by Scott. And the inbounds. And the Penguins have full court heat, 3 in the backcourt. And now they relax things as Chaminade brings it across the timeline. Penguins on D. Castro's got some really, really good moves. Actually, Benavente also. As Benavente brings it up, fires the long-range deuce, no. Penguins with the rebound. Natalie brings it up left side, no, looks into the corner. Scott, no. Price, top of the key. Foot fake by Razo. Nat, kick out right side, and walking with it is LaRocca.
That's just inexperience.
I think you're right.
Once she gets more minutes, she'll be able to put the ball on the floor and drive right to the bucket.
Yeah, you've got to start your move to the bucket as the ball's coming to you. Mm-hmm. You can't grab it and then step because that's a walk. And an unforced error as Yayuz throws it out of bounds. And that was intended for Jakara Waddell, who's kind of barking at Yayuz. And rightfully so, I believe. 21-18, Penguins have the ball. Price on the right wing. Razo straight away, doesn't want to fire it. Now Scott. Penguins seem to have a little extra confidence here in the second period, if you ask me. 8.5 to go. Penguins by 3. Natalie down low. Softly from 10 feet. No, now she moves in. 8-footer, air ball. Oh! Benavente comes up, goes behind the back, and is tripped by LaRocca. and ends up on her face. Literally, her face is on the floor of the Conlin Center. And for a moment there, it was straight down. It's not funny, but the bridge of her nose was touching the floor.
It's not a good place to take a nap.
And that can't be good as Ally Diaz limps off.
No. Diaz, let's see, who came in her place?
Savannah McMorrow.
McMorrow's back in there. I don't know, McMorrow. McMorrow's kind of impressive in her few minutes that she was in there in the first period.
And Coach Lacoste is trying to keep that big presence in the paint.
I don't have any problem with that. I get it. You run the fast team when you're ahead and run the bigs in there when it's close. So Benavente now back and forth, back and forth. Now she fires it over the top into the outstretched arms of Waddell, who attacks from the left side and knocks down an easy deuce, 21-20. Penguins now outside the wheel. Scott walked with it, and there it was again. You accept the pass and then start walking. You've got to make your move as the pass is on the way. That's the tough part about an assist. You've got to lead the recipient just enough that they can grab it and go, knowing that they're already on their way of making their move.
Yeah, if you're already in stride, the referees are less likely to call that travel. So if you make sure, you got to make sure you put the ball on the ground if you're going to get that stationary.
7:40, everybody. The Penguins by one, and the Chaminades have the ball. Three ball to go ahead by Dugan is no good, and it's Penguin ball. As it goes out of bounds from Diamond Carter. 7.5 to go. Penguins by one. Penguins moving from our right to left here at the Conlin Center at Dominican. Mundave has it to Price. Then a whistle and off ball. 3 second violation off ball on, I guess it was on Diaz. 7:20 to go. Chaminade ball bringing it up slowly. No backcourt pressure. Stopping at the line is Yayus. Sephora Yayus. Right side to Diamond Carter. Back to the top of the key. Now Castro. Castro against Price. That's a good matchup. This is actually Sky Haraga. She has a black ponytail. I've got her mixed up with Castro. Oh. Three ball, or on the shot clock, Benavente got rim, but no violation. And the Silver Swords are up by one. As Natalie down low with an assist from Vanessa Cruz. And the Penguins are back up by one. 6.5 to go, 23-22. Are you kidding? Against the 1-5 Chaminades. Penguins, who started the season the best record in school history and who are now tied halfway through the second period with the 1-5 Silver Swords, and under the bucket, a whistle against the DUs. Oh, no.
We're going to have to see what Coach Lacoste does here. Does he keep her in for the first half? That's Natalie Diaz, who just picked up her fourth foul.
Diaz with four. Brother. Oh, it says three.
No, they're saying it's her third, Sue.
I'm not going to argue that. I'm not going to argue.
Not at all.
Unless I'm hallucinating. Diamond Carter missed that free throw. I didn't hallucinate that.
No, but our official is making sure that they have that number right, three or four fouls for Natalie Diaz.
All right, Diaz with three. I think the Penguins got a break somehow.
We'll have to see if they change it.
Because how big of a deal could that make? The second one by Carter goes. So it's a 23-point ball game. You better not underestimate the Silver Swords. Three ball, Price, left corner, good. Oh, Price has been priceless since coming in. Not getting the start tonight, but knocking down, what is that, her third three? Price has just been great from that left corner. 5:46.
Second three-pointer.
It felt like her eighth. 26-23. She's been so good. Oh, Price. And Benavente, left side on the baseline. Good. 12-footer. And it's a one-point ball game, you guys. Diaz at the free throw line, kick back out, long three ball by Mondave is no good, and whistles on the attempted putback. Uh-oh. Oh, it's on 25. I saw her hold up two, and I thought it was a four, and that puts Diaz on the line.
You know what I think happened on that foul? I think they reassessed it when Cindy LaRocca was there because they called a foul immediately before the inbounds, and they probably took that foul away from Natalie Diaz and gave it to Cindy LaRocca because she has one personal foul.
Did you get that, Forrest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they both hit the deck right there in the restricted area, and they did originally call that foul on 24.
So Diaz misses both. And Chaminade brings it up 26-25. Somehow Diaz only has three. Although we were all here in the broadcast booth certain that she had four. And coming in from behind her is Cruz, who rips it out of bounds. As it wasn't Benavente, but it was Castro who was bouncing the ball in the corner and did not see Cruz sneaking in behind her. Cruz snuck right in there and tried to fist the ball, just punch it away from her, and accidentally punched Benavente, or Cruz, as the case may be. Benavente bringing it in, and she does so. And she gets it into Dugan. And now Castro is out at about 30 feet. Now she drives in against Price, who's plastered to her. Oh, Price is playing just magnificent defense, Price. And now thrown away. Nope, somehow the Chaminades corral it. And heaving it up down low is Carter. And for some reason on Carter's rebound, one of the Chaminades tried to go in hard and throw it back up mid-flight. Which I'm not sure why she didn't need to do that. There were no Penguins anywhere near her. It would have looked good.
It would have.
26-25 and whistles. The Penguins on top, Chaminade ball.
Style points.
They're important. Let's face it. Speaking of style points, you should have seen during the faculty-student game, speaking of style points, when Brennan knocked down that big long three. It was 23 feet, but by the time the story was told, it was 29 feet.
I heard the original call by our very own.
Four and a half to go, everybody, as the Penguins get the rebound.
Paul and Coach Booker on the call. I liked it.
Yeah, that's right. Price, right side, drives in, thinking about it. No. Three ball by Mondave. Goes down, top of the key. 29-25, Mondave.
Penguins have some shooters. They're flexing their ability to shoot from the three-point range.
Yeah. 4 minutes to go exactly in the first half, everybody. A nail-biter here. God. Castro backs up, left wing, good. No, it wasn't Castro, it was Benavente. Boy, she just stepped up and released. Mondave heaves a three from the top of the key. No, very quickly. Well, patience would have been good there, but I'm sure my story would have changed had it gone down. Silver Swords, Alicia Duggan throws it out of bounds into the Penguin bench, and the D's get it. 3:31 to go, everybody, and the Penguins only by a deuce. Silver Swords seem loose. They're having fun, and rightfully so.
When you're a 1-17, that's all you can do. You just go out there, you have nothing to lose.
Razzo. Knocks one down after a nice pass by the Penguins' Vanessa Cruz to find Razzo down low. Razzo made it look easy, and it's anything but. 31-27 coming up on 3 minutes. Benavente's running the point. She's at the top. She's against Cruz. Now she's dumping it off to Nueku. Who then throws it away, and Price is going to bring it up right side. Last second, Julia, no! She's fouled. Razzo goes in left side after Price no-looked her. And Castro for the Chaminades picks up her first of the evening. Julia on the way. Oh, in and out. The in part was good, the out was not. Castro will take a seat at the bench. The Penguins will
Morrison returns for Chaminade.
Bring Sydney LaRocca back in.
for your Penguins.
Chloe Morrison re-enters the game for the Swords. 2:44 to go. Penguins by 4. Razo on the line to make it 5. Can she do it on the way? Backspin. No. Ofer. So Castro will bring it up for the Silver Swords and fires off the 3 top of the key now. Mondave with a nice rebound. Boy, she fought for it. LaRocca brings it up left side. Mondave, ooh, all the way across the court, softly. LaRocca, kick out, 3 ball. Scott, good. The Penguins are firing the threes and making them 34-27.
And LaRocca knew that Scott was there before she even got the ball. She cut through the middle, saw Scott, received the pass, gave a little head fake to draw on the defender, kicked it right out and left Scott wide open.
2 minutes to go. Oh, man. The Penguins pick up another rebound and a long pass to the other end of the court. LaRocca goes up, no, can't haul it in. Alana Scott somehow ends up with the ball, the loose ball. I don't know what the move by Mondave was. I think she was trying to pass it. Oh. And then at the last second, ooh, tried to make it. And Benavente goes one-on-one against Mondave, who's about a foot and a half taller, and goes up and over the top of her, up and under, and hooked it in there and made the deuce. 34-29. For those of you watching the game on the Stretch Network, that was an impressive play by Castro to go up and over Mondave and then hook it in there. She did it all with just her right hand. That's somebody who's got a good sense of the ball. Penguins by 5 with 1.5 to go in the first period, in the first half. Mondave, long 3, he missed it left. The Penguins seem to be working hard. I'll give them that. Whereas the Swords are having fun. Long 3 ball goes off and into the Penguin bench. Diaz returns in a moment. Anyway, she's preparing to return, I should say. Well, she was preparing. Now she's back to the bench. She came in front of the scoring area, but now she's back. Razo, Scott, top of the key, Mondave. Thinking 3, Alana, into the corner. Julia, right side, Cruz on the way. Oh, in and out. And is that a jump ball? What happened there? Under the bucket, Waddell got wrapped up with LaRocca. Waddell is clearly the most powerful player on the court. You might make an argument that Razo's right there. But Waddell, in my opinion, is more aggressive. Playing meaner, and I mean that with all due respect. I mean, that's a compliment in the highest regard. Right side, Castro, no. Waddell with the putback, no! And Julio with the rebound. That was a very mean rebound, if you ask me. 30 seconds to go.
She went up there and picked it out of the air.
Penguins with the give and go. LaRocca scores the deuce after a nice pass from Julia. Penguins by 7 now, 15 seconds to go, and there's a walk by Sephora Yayus, the 5'6 junior. She's out of Brussels, Denmark. Went to Peninsula College. Peninsula College, is that not down by Monterey? I'm not sure. You gotta think about that. 36-20, I don't know where Peninsula College is. 10 seconds to go, and the Penguins have the ball. They'll get the last shot off. LaRocca drives in, left side, heaves up a massive skyhook that gets nowhere near the bucket. Castro on the buzzer, air ball, and that's the end of the first half, and the Penguins by 7. Holy mackerel, 36-29. Except for the last 3 minutes of that half, I was feeling kind of nervous.
Yeah, Penguins matched their biggest lead of the game going into the half, and with this one win Chaminade team, we thought it may be double digits, but we weren't sure with the absence of Sandra Ikiora. You can see how much of a big toll it's playing on the Penguins. Diaz with 3, we thought it was 4, but with 3 fouls going into the second half, and Coach Lacoste held her out for the last 5 minutes of the second quarter there, and he wouldn't be surprised if he holds her out for even more in the second half unless it gets really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and you got to continue to feed the hot hand. So far, Alana Scott, 12 points, 4 for 4, all her 4 attempts from the 3-point line, and she's sunk all of them in. Her record and the Dominican record was 8 a couple games ago.
I think you really have to applaud the play of the guards. Vanessa Cruz, Del Rosario, LaRocca, Scott, all of them playing very well here, which we know the Penguins before with Ikior, as we mentioned. Ikior and Diaz worked a lot down low. A lot of their points came in the paint, and they were exceptional from beyond the three-point stripe. But as you mentioned, Brandon, today, even better from beyond the arc.
Yeah, we'll see if this heavy guard lineup works. And a little nod to my former school, Arizona State, known for their guard play, Guard U. And that's what the Penguins are doing here right now. They have all these guards and just a couple big women there in Savannah McMorrow and Natalie Diaz. But, yes, let's see if they can continue this. I think the key to this game is just getting ahead. You don't have to win this game by 12. A win's a win, and if you win it in an ugly fashion, hey, good to it, because you're missing Sandra Ikiora.
Are we going to have to start calling him Sparky? I don't know. Maybe. You keep bringing up ASU, man. We might have to go there. So I was talking about Scott knocking down the threes, and she's 2 for 3. It just seemed like a lot. But, you know, I don't know if you guys just mentioned this. Alana Scott, 4 for 4 from downtown?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. The guards are playing really good. See, we saw a lot in the past. Coach Lacoste would bring in Razo, Diaz, and Ikior and go three bigs and really dominate the lower part of the floor and the paint on the offensive and defensive side. Now he's bringing in all the guards. They had 3 or 4 guards on the floor at one time. At one point, there was Diaz and 4 guards on the floor. And they were just playing fast, passing the ball around. We saw in that second-to-last possession there, they were passing the ball around the key so quickly that you couldn't even keep up.
Yeah, that's a good point. As Scott, you know, Scott's one of those players that sneaks in. She doesn't get a ton of attention from anybody. Nobody's really paying attention to her. And here she is, leading all players in points, minutes played, 4 for 4 from outside the arc. That's impressive. If I were Scott, I wouldn't want anybody paying attention. Don't start paying attention to me now.
No,
right?
They focus all their attention on the bigs. Ikiora, Diaz, Razo, big that can shoot. And Scott's just out there only leading all scorers with 12.
No, exactly. And she's a pleasure to watch, that's for sure. When she gets that smooth release point going, oh, man. And she's 4 for 4 tonight. We have to keep an eye on because the difference is only 7. But here's the thing. With 3 minutes to go in the half, it was tied. And the Penguins went on a little burst there, which was nice for Penguin fans. But if you look conversely at what's happening on the other end of the court, clearly the Chaminades are shooting with more frequency. Castro's already fired it off 10 times. She hasn't made anything outside the arc. She's 4 for 10 indoors. And Benavente has taken 6 shots on goal. Carter, here's the thing I don't get. Carter is 0 for 6. You know, if you're 0 for, at what point do you just stop shooting and just start passing the ball to the hot hand? Like Brandon said, you've got to stick with the hot hand always. I don't know. If I were 0 for, I'd probably fire it over to you guys and just assume this is not my night. Or maybe wait till the second half. I don't know.
Yeah, come out, shoot once in the second half. If you knock it down, then keep shooting.
Then you keep shooting. You just got to go, you know, whoever's
shoot or shoot.
Hot.
Yep.
And as soon as you calm down, I mean, it's easy to say from the sidelines, right? I've been doing it for 17 years, casting my advice that the players don't hear because then they're in the locker room. And certainly the coaches wouldn't listen to some sideline guys like us. But it seems common sense to me that if you're hot, you run with it. And if you're not, you recognize it early.
Well, especially when it's only a 7-point game and you're a 1-win team, facilitate. If you can't shoot, facilitate. Move the ball around and get to that hot hand.
Well, then I have to ask you this on the 1-7 season thing, and that they're having fun, I'll give them that. They're having a blast tonight, the Chaminades. Have they given up?
No.
Have they thrown in the towel on this season? Why are they having so much fun? Because there's a very fine line between having fun and goofing off.
So I was on a team, Stu, that went and almost made all the way to our region championship game. We lost in the semifinals. And those games you have fun, but you don't go out there to have fun. You go out there, it's a grind, and you're out there every single day. Now, the year before that, I was on a team, we were 8-16. At that point, all you can do is have fun. You're not playing for anything. You're not playing for a championship. You know you're not going to go to the playoffs. At that point, you're playing because you're out there with our case, and we're out there with our brothers playing, every day. You're practicing every single day, multiple hours a day. Why not go out and have fun? If you're not going to have fun, why play if you're 1-7?
Yeah, okay, fair enough. But there's nothing more fun than winning.
You're absolutely right.
And, you know, at what point, I guess, is my question here. Because I'm not suggesting the Chaminades have given up on anything. But at what point?
At the point you're playing for
do you
pride.
Throw in the towel?
Yeah, you don't want to end the season 1-7. Maybe
they're in the cellar.
Yeah. You know, if you can double your win total, then you win 2 games, you doubled your total.
All right, fair enough. Brandon, do you have an opinion on this?
I mean,
we're halfway through the season.
Yeah.
And they have no chance. They have no dominant players. And, you know, you can make an argument, neither does Dominican. I mean, as far as dominant players, right? Diaz, maybe. Ikiora is out. Who knows when she's coming back, if ever.
Yeah.
As far as their one dominant player, Penguins have a lot of really good players. I'm happy with the team. I love the Penguins. I love watching them. I'm sure that if we were calling this game for the Silver Swords, we would say the same thing about the team. But 1-7, at what point do you just go, ah?
I don't think you do that. I think you continue to develop these players because you're going to have most of these girls again in your second year. And this is the first season for head coach Arthur King. So I feel like he has to put on a good show every single game. It's his first season. And in order for him to retain his job, I feel like that's going to be key for him.
Well, and you got that right. You know, the world of coaching is wins.
I'll tell you what, you can look at it this way, too. If he was the Penguins, you have 10 games left. You go on a run and you win 8 of those 10 games. Then you're right back in the mix, fighting
right
for a last spot.
You're right back
so
in it.
So if you can't have fun when you're 1-7, and then you could possibly go on a run, then you don't deserve to go on a run and possibly make that last playoff spot.
And if you look at the Penguins' upcoming schedule, this Thursday, the 18th, another PacWest doubleheader, 5:30 women, 7:30 guys. The women are taking on Dixie, who are 3-5. So theoretically, the Penguins should win that game. Hawaii Hilo, 2-3. Penguins should win that game. Then they're away, and that's a week from today. And by the way, I like these Saturday games at 2-4.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
I love
nice.
Them a lot.
Yeah, that's never been that way in the last 17 years that I recall, that they go consistently at 2-4 on Saturdays. But I like it. So a week from today to be Hawaii Hilo. Then the Penguin women hit the road Wednesday the 24th at Notre Dame. They don't have a radio call. Who are 4-3, tied with Dominican.
That's
so
a big game.
That should be a really good game. And then, 2 weeks from today, Academy of Art, who beat the Penguins a couple of days ago, who are only 2-7. How in the world did the Penguins lose that game? And we have to talk for a minute about this. Here's what I thought on that. This was a classic case of going against a team who were at the time 1-7, who you're supposed to beat, kind of like today.
Yeah.
And trying to adjust to the shock of we may never get Ikiora back. And coming to terms with that psychologically. Talk about that. I mean, that's a big deal.
Well, you lose your best player. And at that point, when you're playing a 1-7 team, as you mentioned, it might not be as much of, oh, my, we lost Ikiora. When is she going to be back? It might be the fact of, they're playing to their competition and not to their preparation.
I agree. And in addition to that, I think it's securing that lead, the psychological factor that Stu said. In that game against Academy of Art, they had a 16-point lead, and they allowed a 12-0 run. These type of runs have happened in the past couple of games. That happened against Academy of Art in the game before I was watching, as I mentioned before, against Dixie State. They were pretty much tied, and then Dixie State went on a 10-0 run, which after the run just relinquished the Penguins, and they weren't able to come back and battle through that. So it's preventing these runs. It's all psychological.
Isn't it the truth, man? It always comes down to what's between your ears. A 12-0 run, and they let it get to them, and the game goes away.
The Penguins simply relaxed. And in games like this, when you don't have your best player, you can't relax. It's from first buzzer to the last buzzer.
Yeah, but by relaxing, don't you mean they tightened up?
Could have been. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we're up by 16. We've got this thing in control. All we got to do is put it on cruise control and truly relax. So then you relax
mentally,
and all of
yeah.
a sudden, 12-0 run. Whoa! Yeah. Now it's a 4-point game. We're going to cough this thing up.
As you said, it's all between your ears. When you have a 16-point lead, you go, oh, wow, we have a 16-point lead. And then all of a sudden 2 minutes go by, and it's tied.
Yeah.
I've done the same thing because I pitched,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you go through three innings ago. Wow, nobody's gotten on base. First pitch you throw, guy gets a hit.
Yeah.
It's all between your head. Once you realize what's going on, that's when everything falls apart.
Yeah, it's funny how little it takes to change your momentum and confidence when you've built up a lead and it all seems so easy. And one little thing can knock it all loose. Yeah. And all of a sudden it's a 12-0 run and they're back in it and you just lost the game to a team that's in the cellar.
Yeah, they could have thought to themselves, wow, We're missing our best player, and we're beating this team by 16 points. Wow. We're playing pretty well. We don't need to play as hard. Could have been. And then 2 minutes go by, and 12-0 run, and you're going,
it's gone.
How did that happen?
So the Penguin women have Chaminade today, then Dixie, then Hawaii Hilo away at Notre Dame, back home on the 27th Academy of Art. Hawaii Pacific and Hilo, so that's 2, 4, 6, 7 games that you would not bet against the Penguin women, even without Aikiura. There's no way you'd bet against them. Then they go to Azusa. Azusa, who's at this point 7-1 leading the conference. Obviously, that's a tough one. But then immediately they turn around and go to Biola. Mm-hmm. That one they win. Names, they win. Concordia, tough. Then Baptist, tough. Then Fresno Pacific. Another game you would not bet against the Penguin women. So, as you said, if they win 8 of their last 10 games, and right there, I'd say there's 8 games that they could win without too much trouble.
Yeah, and then if you win 8 of your last 10 games, then you go 12-5, and you're in a great spot in the conference.
Yeah, and that 4-game homestand at the end is going to be key if they're still in this playoff run, because 4 games at home to close out the season, the Penguins are undefeated at home so far this season.
Yeah, there you go. Undefeated at home, and the top 5 teams go. And all the Penguins, and they're sitting in 5th place right now. All they have to do is keep up the pressure. If Aikiura comes back, well, it's a whole different world for the Penguins.
I think right now your goal is to get her healthy for the PacWest tournament. She's talking about there's no timetable, but maybe she'll come back in February.
Yeah.
No, I think if you're playing well, you have to get her ready for the beginning of March. When you're playing at Cal Baptist in that big arena for the PacWest tournament.
Yeah, maybe so. It was an amazing start to the season. The Penguin women came out the best start in school history. Aikiura was on the precipice of, and certainly on the pace to break lots and lots of school records. And then, well, we were here when it happened against Notre Dame. Right here when she slipped and twisted the left ankle and popped a tendon or something, and she's been out since and hasn't played since that night when she was writhing on the floor, and it was just an awful sight to see Aikiura, who was just going after a loose ball. It just happens. You just never know when it's going to happen, and we've seen it over the years. I think back to the 2003 season, number 3, 6'7", Trey Putnam, who slipped at that end of the court and hit. And it was an exhibition game against Sacramento State, and he hit the left side of his face against Sammy Luong's knee. Luong was one of our guards, and smashed the side of his face into a million pieces. Surgeries and all kinds of crazy stuff later, you know? You just never know when it's going to happen. One of your starters slips, and somebody's knee is in the wrong place. In this case, Aikiura slips, and the next thing you know, she's on the sidelines, and who knows how it's going to go. I think you're onto something, though. Get her ready for the tournament. I still say the Penguins are going to get there this year.
I agree. I think they might slip in there with the final spot, but they're going to get in there.
All right, everybody. We're ready for the third quarter, and with the play-by-play, here's Brandon Cadiz.
Chaminade will inbound it from half court, and inbounding it is Callie Benavente, the second leading scorer so far with 8 points for the Chaminade Swords. Dribbling up top and up front, guarded by Marissa Mondave. That's Nueku. Inside working on Cruz, step back, jumper, fade, That's Castro, who likes to give it back out. And they have an open player down there. Nelly Diaz gets there a bit too late, disrupts the shot, poked away by Vanessa Cruz, who is getting drive past and off the glass. That's Destiny Castro. Penguins still lead by 5 after that bucket. Right side, Mondavi. Up top, mid-range. Julio Raza drifting to her left. Vanessa Cruz back out to Cruz up top. Natalie Diaz in the middle to the right side of her. Julio Raza cutting baseline. Vanessa Cruz surveying to her right. Hands off to Marissa Mondavi. Natalie Diaz inside, backs down on Waddell and gets the bucket to go off glass. 38-31, 7-point lead for the Penguins. Drilling past the timeline, Destiny Castro. Pass to her left, swinging around the horn, waiting for that cut, but guarding heavily by Julio Raza. That's Diamond Carter. Carter gets it, step back between the legs, three-pointer, and that was a great nifty dribble move. Went the crossover up front between her legs and nails the three-pointer from the right wing. Vanessa Cruz on the other end, pass low. It's kicked by Destiny Castro as the Penguins will retain possession. 38-34, Penguins with a 4-point lead. Vanessa Cruz inbounding in front of the Penguins bench. Looking for some action, gets it. Back court, Elena Scott back to Cruz. Gets it inside, immediately suffocated was Natalie Diaz. Four women on her, and now they give it into Diaz. She's triple team, back out. Mondavi, right wing, three-pointer, that's good. Marissa Mondavi, 6 points with her second three-pointer of the day.
And right there, Brandon, on the offensive side, we saw the Swords defense, as you mentioned, suffocating defense on Natalie Diaz. I'm sure they'll go right after her here in the second half. She has three fouls.
Up top, swinging to the right wing, Nweku, floater runner. The short corner on the far right side is no good. Rebounded by Marissa Mondavi, dribbling it up the court. She goes right. Vanessa Cruz inside. Natalie Diaz, nifty spin move, and she is hacked on the way up. She'll take two at the line. That's good to see the Penguins attacking the inside early. They only had 5 free throws in the first half, and that's to both teams as well.
Diaz 1-for-3 from the line tonight. She was 0-for-2 last time. We'll see if she can redeem herself.
And the first one rattles off front iron, but this time it's good. Natalie Diaz with 12 points. 6 rebounds, 2 assists. She does have the 3 personal fouls as Forrest, mentioned, and the second free throw is knocked in as well. The biggest lead for the Penguins at 9, 43-34, 7:40 left in the third period. Up top, Diamond Carter, 3-pointer on Julio Raza, off mark to the left, rebounded. Vanessa Cruz crossing the timeline. Marissa Mondavi, quick pass, dumped. Swinging it around the horn quickly are the Penguins, and Julio Raza's three-pointer from the left corner goes halfway in and comes out.
Oh, good defense, though, by Raza on the other side, just sticking that paw out there and deflecting the pass, really slowing everything down, giving the Penguins a chance to get back on defense.
Yeah, great job of running and hustling down the other end of the court as Chaminade will inbound it. That's Benavente. Three-pointer yet again, and this time it's good. Diamond Carter on Julio Raza. Diamond Carter's second three-pointer. She has 7 points. Vanessa Cruz drifting to her left. Gets the screen by Natalie Diaz. Dumps inside. Beautiful thread-the-needle pass to Julio Raza, who gets the bucket for the Penguins.
And Raza going up the left hand, Brandon.
Yeah. It's great to see that she's using both hands. And she pokes it away, Julio Raza. Vanessa Cruz retains the steal. Has an open Natalie Diaz. Natalie Diaz just didn't set her feet there. A little bit too excited trying to get it to the open Mondavi on the right wing.
And she was unsure if she wanted to keep driving to the basket or if she wanted to kick it out to Mondavi. Tried to do both.
Yeah. Got called for the walk there yet again. Chaminade slowing things down. Destiny Castro setting the chessboard for the Swords. Got to watch for that Waddell, as Stuart Horn mentioned. A lot of firepower, her meanness, and her toughness inside the paint. Swinging across left wing. Has it. Nifty crossover move yet again by Benavente. She has the dribble, and a rebound on the putback by Waddell is good. 45-39. Penguins still with the lead. to the free throw line. Three-pointer kicked out. Nelly Diaz had it to Julia Razo. Right wing is good. Julia Razo, her first three-pointer made on the day. 7 points.
She's 1 for 3, and both of her first two shots looked pretty good. That one might get her going here in the second half.
The screen up top. Likes to go left. The pass to Nwaku. Loses it initially. Gets it. Drives to the right side of the basket. Great defense by the Penguins of Marissa Mondave and Natalie Diaz. As Natalie Diaz will come out and Savannah McMorrow will come on in. McMorrow, the 6'2 freshman, the tallest player the Penguins have on their roster. Julia Razo able to disrupt the shot by Diamond Carter, but immediately rebounded by Jakara Waddell. And fouled and hacked. She'll take 2 at the line. That foul will be on Savannah McMorrow.
And Diaz taking a seat. More than likely just giving her a breather, Brandon. She still only has 3 fouls, but the Penguins do have a 9-point lead. They're largest of the night. No need for her really to be in there right now. If it gets a little bit closer, I'm sure Coach Lacoste will put her back in. And right away, she's going to come back in.
Couple dribbles here. The first free throw is off front iron for Waddell. Her first attempts on the night. As Forrest mentioned, immediately Natalie Diaz checks in. And for the Silver Swords, Nuanu back into the ballgame. Second free throw, Waddell. Off back iron to the left, rebounded by Elena Scott. Surveying up top, Vanessa Cruz. To the right side, right low block is Natalie Diaz. And a foul will be called on Diamond Carter. It was before the shot attempt, so the Penguins will inbound it from underneath their basket. As we will have Alicia Dugan checking in replacement of Diamond Carter. Natalie Diaz up top, inside, middle, the paint. She misses the first shot, gets her second shot, and sticks it off the glass. Good. 50-39, the 11-point lead is the biggest for the Penguins. Ooh, nice nifty no-look pass by Benavente to the right side. Picks up her dribble is Nwaku. Up top, Benavente pounds to her right. Crossover move, and man, I haven't seen a great crossover move like that in a while here for the women. And Chaminade Benavente displaying that today on the shot fake, Jakara Waddell, and she traveled. And a media timeout here with 4:56 left in the third period. Penguins with the 11-point lead for us, 50-39. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio.
And you mentioned that crossover move by Benavente. She has that skill arsenal, Brandon. She has a nice step-back shot. We've seen her shoot it pretty well. She's 4 for 7 from the field, and a lot of those coming on that crossover, and then she likes to step back from mid-range, and she does it very well.
She does it extremely well, as you've mentioned, Forrest. Penguins from beyond the arc, 50%, shooting 48% overall. Chaminade, 35% and 23%, respectively.
And it's hard to beat that. I mean, the Penguins, as you mentioned, shooting almost 49%. When you're shooting upwards of 50% from the floor, it's hard to beat that, especially on a night when they're shooting 50% from downtown. I mean, we don't see that very often, but the Penguins are doing it here tonight. Credit that to Alana Scott.
Yeah, and something here the Penguins are doing significantly better is their bench. We mentioned that all their guards in the first half had to step up. The freshmen in LaRocca and Del Rosario, and having those big women, Mondave and Savannah McMorrow, step up. They have 17 bench points. Chaminade only has 6, and that seems to be the factor here so far. Penguins leading the rebound battle by 4, 28-24.
It's a slim margin, but they're leading it, right?
Yeah, and that's good to see with Ikiura out. Left corner, three-pointer, Marissa Mondave, her third three-pointer of the day. She has 9 points.
And she's 3 for 6 from downtown. Your pick for the player of the game for the Penguins is putting on a show from beyond the arc as well.
And tried to answer it back there on the left corner on the other end. Nwaku coming out, coming back in for Chaminade is Destiny Castro in place of Callie Benavente. Castro, the leading scorer for the Swords with 11 as Diaz nails the second one. 6 for 10 overall for Natalie Diaz, shooting from the whole field. She has 16. Other end now the swords. Castro holds it. Up top, she goes left. Nice crossover move. A little bit too much English off glass. She had an open left lane. Rebounded on the other end for the Penguins. Elena Scott, right corner, tries to tip it out. The pass was tipped by the Silver Swords as Natalie Diaz sticks it off iron, but rimming off the front. Other end, driving to her right, driving to her left. That's Dugan. She is fouled on the shot attempt, and that will be Natalie Diaz's fourth foul.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Brandon. Diaz was hustling her butt off, running the floor, all 94 feet, just running straight right in front of Dugan. And Dugan put up an ill-advised shot and somehow got the call for it. But that's Diaz's fourth. We thought it was a fifth, but as you mentioned, they reassessed that foul early on LaRocca. And LaRocca will be the one taking Diaz's place. And I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see Diaz until maybe the start, maybe even the middle of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I feel like that was a bailout call as Dugan – looks like she passed the backboard already. Just put it up, and the referees bailed her out.
I mean, her shot almost hit the back of the backboard.
Yeah. She nails the two free throws. Penguins still lead it by 12, 55-43. Other end, Marissa Mondave dumps it left low block. Julia Razo kicks it right wing. Elena Scott, and just off the mark, her first shot of the second half and her first miss of the day. Right corner, other end are the Swords, and that's Alana Nuanu, her first points of the day with three. As the Penguins will turn it over on the other end, back to the Swords.
And Penguins going with that smaller, faster lineup with all the guards out there, and then Raza who can shoot, and Mondavi who can shoot. Everybody on the floor can shoot from beyond the arc, Brandon. They got a little height in there as well.
Yeah, a lot of firepower there with that small lineup. Great defense by Elena Scott, working against Destiny Castro. Able to secure it is Sydney LaRocca, crossing the timeline. Posts up, gives it handoff to Marissa Mondave. Mondave, short corner, jumper, airballed and off the mark. Rebounded by Chaminade and Castro. Castro tries to get it to her right wing. She had an open Nuaku, but Elena Scott able to disrupt it on the tip.
And just when you think Coach Lacoste can't bring in any more speed, here comes Alexis Price.
Yeah, we saw her play incredible defense in the first half, as Stewart mentioned. Price, Cruz, Scott, LaRocca, Julio Razo in for the Penguins. Chaminade looking to inbound it. As Sydney LaRocca will guard it on Dugan, and she's able to draw the offensive foul. And that's something we've seen by LaRocca in the limited minutes she has, is she draws fouls on those charge attempts. Sydney LaRocca will inbound now for the Penguins. Gets it in to Vanessa Cruz. That was Dugan's second personal foul. Hands it off right side. Back up top, Vanessa Cruz. Price now, right wing. Crossover move, Vanessa Cruz left corner, dumps it. Julia Razo, back up top. 10 seconds on the shot clock now for the Penguins. The screen by Julia Razo picks up the dribble. Alexis Price has 5 seconds to shoot now, and she traveled. That's yet another travel we've seen for the Penguins today. A little bit too much on the rush. Doesn't put the ball on the ground before taking that stride. As Sky Huraga will inbound it for Chaminade.
Yeah, dangerous territory, Brandon, as we talked about. The Penguins had a lead as big as 12. It's now 9. It's not in any place where you have to really worry for Coach Lacoste. This is where the lead has been around all night. But we talked about they had a 16-point lead and blew it against Academy of Art. We don't want to see them do that here again tonight.
Yeah, we definitely do not. And still with that 9-point lead, Natalie Diaz picked up her fourth personal foul. Elena Scott has only taken one attempt here so far in the second half. I will look for the Penguins to go there to Elena Scott. She had that hot hand, as we mentioned, in the first half. But also, the player that I picked was Marissa Mondave, and she has 3 3-pointers so far, doing it across the board with 4 rebounds and 3 assists as well. So far for Chaminade here in the second half, it's been Dugan. Destiny Castro hasn't scored yet in the second half.
It seems that the Penguins are being a little more conservative here in the second half with their shooting. Diaz isn't in there, so they're a little lacking in the paint on the offensive side, but We got a lot of shooters on the floor, and they've taken some shots here in the second half. Razzo's hit a three. Scott, as you mentioned, missed her first from beyond the arc, but they're shooting from beyond the arc, which is good to see.
Yeah. And I'd like to just remind all of you listening, you're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. Make sure you stay tuned after this game because the men will follow for this doubleheader against the men team of Chaminade as well. As inbounding it for Chaminade, they'll get it in. And LaRocca tries to dive for the ball on the pass. She will be charged for a foul. That was on Alicia Dugan, LaRocca's fourth personal foul.
Yeah, they said LaRocca was holding the Silver Sword player, but I don't know how she can be holding a player when she's diving for the ball, Brandon, but that's just what I saw.
Yeah.
As LaRocca
doesn't make sense
fourth.
To me either. Left corner, Dugan working on Cruz. Inside, Waddell, Julia Razzo, able to disrupt it a couple of times. Vanessa Cruz, great defense there, but Chaminade will retain possession. Vanessa Cruz has gotten a couple poke steals so far in this game, more than a couple. She's been a factor defensively on the day. Right wing, right side, Haraga picks up her dribble, gives it into Yayus. Three-pointer, Dugan, no good. Last touch by Benavente as the Penguins will have the ball. Vanessa Cruz crossing the timeline. Hand off LaRocca. Back up to Cruz up top. Elena Scott now up top. Action to Price on the left wing. Inside is Julia Razzo. Movement to the left side. Vanessa Cruz back up top. Alexis Price. Vanessa Cruz left wing three-pointer. Off back iron and a great box out by Waddell. Boxing out LaRocca. Didn't want anyone near her. And an easy layup on the left wing on the other end. That's Dugan. Dugan now has 10. Second double-digit score for Chaminade. Julia Razzo. Floater. Good. Picked up her dribble and able to get the floater. 57-48 Penguins lead. 15 seconds left in the third period. Chaminade looking to take the last shot of the third quarter. Beautiful cut by Dugan to the basket and a beautiful assist. Thread the needle. They have 5 seconds left on the clock and looks like the Penguins will just let that one go. LaRocca was complaining for a foul there. Nothing. And the Penguins lead is 7, 57-50 as we head to the fourth and final quarter of this game.
It's a good one, Brandon. It was 7.5. It's 7 now. Largest lead for the Penguins has been 14, but the Silver Swords not going away. The 1-7 Silver Swords sticking it to the Penguins here a little bit. They're holding up pretty tough. Diaz had to come out in the third quarter, and we won't. I don't know if we'll see her here at the beginning of the fourth, or we will see her halfway through. I guess it depends on how close this one gets and how soon Coach Lacoste wants to put her out there.
Yeah. And credit to the Penguins really securing this lead. They haven't given it up. And the last time Chaminade had that lead was the midway point of the second quarter, 22-21. So the Penguins are there, and they are battling. Leading scores for your Penguins, Natalie Diaz and Elena Scott, 17-12. For Chaminade, Alicia Dugan with 12, and Destiny Castro with 11. And as we head here into the fourth quarter, if you have this lead, I wouldn't be surprised, as you mentioned, Forrest, that if they put Natalie Diaz in midway point or a little bit towards the end, if they have this big enough of a lead, they're doing a great job. That's Julio Razzo, Marissa Mondave, Alexis Price, Vanessa Cruz in replacement for Natalie Diaz. But it looks like Natalie Diaz will start things off here in the fourth quarter, as when we get started, handing off the play-by-play duties to Forrest Hunt.
Yeah, Brandon, I mean, if you're the Penguins here, you're shooting 10 for 22 from beyond the arc. Pretty good. The Swords have only hit 5 from downtown. Inbounding on the far side, Razzo will get it in to Vanessa Cruz straight away. Cruz, Price, Razzo, Diaz, and Scott. Razzo, left corner, back up straight away. Penguins leading 57-50 here at the start of the fourth quarter. Inside to Cruz, back out to the right wing, cross court, pass to Price, left corner, thought about a three, ball fake, drives inside, and she's fouled with 9 seconds to go. Alexis Price will go to the line, and she will shoot two. So the Penguins from the free throw line.
So far, they're five for nine.
Not bad as a team, as the Swords are also 5 for 9 from the charity stripe. First one from Price, just deep as it rattles out. Price has not shot. That's her first shot from the free throw line here tonight. Second one off front iron, and it rattles home. 58-50. Penguins lead. Inbound pass goes to Yuse, who sprints up the floor, stops right at the top of the key, and she'll hand it off to Benavente, who gets it to Waddell. Waddell, hand off to Yuse, 17 to shoot, backing out, picking up a screen, driving in right side. Long two on the way from 15 feet by Yuse. Saves it between her legs right to Natalie Diaz, who picks up a dribble. Cruz bringing it up across the timeline and slowing things down, letting the her fellow Penguins catch back up. Inside to Diaz, ball fake, left side off the glass, and good. Beautiful ball fake there from Natalie Diaz. Gets her defender to jump and goes straight to the hoop, 60 to 50. Penguins regain that 10-point lead. Top of the key, Benavente hands it off to Waddell. Way off her is Diaz as Waddell hands it to Yuse. Swords really working top of the key. Left wing three ball on the way by Dugan. Missed off front iron. Diaz with the lead pass to Scott. Spins around the defender. Razo left elbow long two. Perfect.
Yeah, that's automatic. That was almost like a warm-up shot there. Great setup on the spin move by Scott. Got Julio Razo free on the break.
Coach Arthur King is going to take a timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. And that's just all set up by the good defense by the Penguins, forcing a turnover by the Swords. Diaz with the long pass across the court to Scott, who gets it to Razo, a wide-open Razo, and a beautiful shot, as you mentioned, a warm-up shot almost from the left elbow. Penguins moving the ball nicely.
Yeah, and Natalie Diaz has picked up her double-double yet again. Her streak got ended there on the road trip, but she was able to pick it back for the last road game against Academy of Art. So three straight double-doubles for Natalie Diaz, a great sign to see, as well as the four assists she's put in.
And Natalie Diaz doing it all. As you mentioned, four assists, and you have to really give some credit to the guard play. Good defense, hands in the face, closing out on shooters, face guarding, and not letting the Swords really get anything going from beyond the arc. The Swords for the game, 5 for 20.
Yeah, and something that's great there, moving the ball, the Penguins are. That's what you like to see, 19 assists in comparison to Chaminade. So in the second half, they've been doing a great job of moving the ball better. And as you mentioned, for us, they seem like more relaxed here, and they're having more fun, as Stu would like to say, Chaminade had in the first half.
Well, and the one thing that we were talking about at the top of the show, Brandon, was who's going to win the rebound battle. And so far, the Penguins are winning that. 35 rebounds to the Swords, 29. It's not a wide margin, but the Penguins are leading in that category. Yuse will bring it across the timeline from our right to left for the Swords, guarded by Vanessa Cruz. Yuse straight away passes it off to Castro. Castro guarded tightly by Price. Bounce pass top of the key to Carter, who will hand it off to Yuse again, 12 to shoot. Yuse right wing, 10. Ball fake. Back to Yuse, top of the key, stolen away by Cruz. Ooh. Great defense by Vanessa Cruz, who goes up the far sideline, hands it off to Razo, thought about a three, no. Diaz left elbow, Price three ball, right wing, no good. Off iron, it'll go out of bounds. The ball will go to the Silver Swords. Penguins lead at 62-50, 7:54 overhead.
Vanessa Cruz with four steals already tonight, and she's displaying that incredible performance and replacing Angelica Collins, and she's doing a great job of that.
And none of the steals have been a gimme either. They've all been tough, earned steals by Vanessa Cruz. Penguins trying to stay unbeaten at home this year. Inside to Castro. Long two, no good. Picked up by Scott. Scott down the far sideline, burning her defender. Over to the right wing. Hands it off Cruz, top of the key. Price left wing. Ball fakes. Drifts to her right, right corner, Razo driving in. Pass to Cruz, inside Diaz, right block off the glass. Count it, Diaz will go to the line and shoot one. Natalie Diaz has really picked it up here in the fourth quarter, Brandon.
Yeah, showed her power there, backing down. Nothing Alicia Dugan can do there, but just fouling, reaching over her back. An easy and one chance here for her.
Diaz toes the line for her and one free throw. Has a chance to make it the biggest lead of the night at 15, and she does. 65-50, Penguins lead. approaching 7:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Price playing tough defense on Castro. Castro having to turn her back to the hoop. Castro tries to spin around Cruz. Great defense as Castro throws up an air ball.
Man, that defensive pressure by Castro and Vanessa Cruz has been exceptional tonight.
And nothing average about the defensive play from those two, as you mentioned. As Cruz brings it up, right corner Scott, had an open three, thought about it, and said we'll dribble out inside to Diaz straight away. Right wing Scott, three ball is good. Alana Scott is 5 for 6 from downtown for the Penguins, and she's looking to catch Natalie Diaz as the Penguins' leading scorer. She has 15, Diaz with 22. Top of the key, Castro for the Swords. Over to Carter, three ball straight away, knocked down. And I'll tell you what, Brandon, that diamond Carter can shoot.
Yeah, 3 3-pointers so far, 15 points.
Razo kicked out Scott, right corner, straight away, Cruz 20 on the shot clock. Cruz over to Scott, who had another wide open three. Offensive rebound by Natalie Diaz, kick out, 8-footer by Scott, good. And good heads-up play by Scott there not to go anywhere. She missed a three from the right corner. Saw Diaz got the rebound and stayed right there in her pocket as two Swords were on Diaz, and she had an easy pass there to Scott with the easy two, 70-53. Penguins lead driving in Yeyous, free throw line, bounce pass back out. Dugan, three ball in the way. Carter, oh, just deep. Yeyous had the offensive rebound off her own hands, and it's a turnover to Cruz, who goes to Scott down low. Cruz again. And we have a travel by Vanessa Cruz on the pass to Alana Scott, checking in for the Swords. Benavente in place of Destiny Castro. So the Penguins had 2-on-1 opportunity there, and it was squandered by the travel by Cruz.
Oh, great defensive pressure by Price.
I like the full court pressure look, Brandon. It seems that the Penguins have grasped more momentum when Price is in the backcourt. Price on Benavente. They had to check Benavente back in, who crosses up Price, and there's your crossover move, Brandon, that you've talked about. Benavente high off the glass and gets it to fall. 70-55.
Yeah, it's almost that Allen Iverson-esque crossover where you almost lose the ball going to your opposite hand and immediately cross it back over to the other.
And she's quick. She's like a spring. Razo drives in left side. She's fouled. Razo will go to the line to shoot two. She is 0-for-2 from the line here today at the Conlin Center, and she's looking to really turn that around. She knocks these two down. She goes 50% from the line, and that's respectable.
Yeah.
You can hear Coach Lacoste telling Alexis Price, keep that pressure going. It's really causing havoc, but watch out for that crossover by Benavente. It's pretty good as Razo knocks down her first of two. Toes the line, right foot forward, her second on the way. Oh, just deep. Rebound. Benavente looking to go full court, up to Yeyous, far sideline. Three ball on the way from the right corner. Nueku no good. Scott got a finger on it. Up the far sideline goes Cruz. 5 minutes exactly to play here in the fourth quarter. Cruz with a nice head fake. Had a lane. Has to kick it back out to Price, right corner. Diaz, right elbow, top of the key. Penguins restarting, 15 to shoot. Price, right wing, top of the key, Scott. Penguins settling things down. They go inside Diaz off the glass. No good. Gets her own rebound. Put back Diaz with 8 to shoot. Gets her own board. And the put back. It's an 18-point lead for the Penguins as Coach Arthur King for Sean Malone wants another timeout. You're listening to NC2A Division II Women's Basketball on the radio, home of the Penguins. Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Penguins trying to stay unbeaten at home. And they have an 18-point lead with 4:36 to go, Brandon. Looking pretty good for Coach Lacoste and his Lady Penguins.
You know what, Mark Carlson, you just mentioned right now, it's Natalie
Diaz's
birthday.
It is her birthday. I saw that earlier today.
And what a great way, great performance. She's having 24 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists. And it seems like these women on their birthday just step it up. We had a great performance by Julia Arazo on her birthday as well.
She almost had a double-double on her birthday, and Natalie Diaz does have a double-double on her birthday. A couple of rebounds, a couple assists. Diaz doing it all, really filling those shoes that we had a big question mark at the beginning of the game. Will Diaz be able to fill the shoes? She's been doing it on the road trip.
Yeah,
the Penguins
exactly.
haven't been putting them up in the win column.
And it was the second woman that would step up in replacement for Sandra Ikeora. And so far today, if you're just looking at it numbers-wise, Elena Scott and Julia Razo with 17 and 12. But also, who I picked would be my player of the game was Marissa Mondave with 9 points. She's nailed 3 3-pointers.
Yeah, I mean, Penguins playing well. Everybody contributing. I mean, everybody. We talked about the guard play. Cruz with 4 or 5 steals this game, playing good defense. Price in the backcourt.
Yeah.
Just suffocating.
Vanessa Cruz having a Draymond Green game. No points, yeah. But she has 4 rebounds, 7 assists, and 4 steals.
That's a stat line right there, folks, as Benavente brings it up across the half-court stripe. Price giving her a little room to breathe. Crossover. Ooh. Benavente goes left side, dumps it off to Carter, throws it away, picked up Razo, 2-on-1. Razo to Scott, right side. Oh, and Scott lost the handle on it. She had a layup from the right side and just couldn't find the handle. Stick a fork in that thing next time. Scott had a good look as Alexis Price will be in the backcourt this possession for the Swords. They get it over Price to Benavente, who crosses the half-court stripe with Price right in her pocket. Price backs off just a little bit, setting a screen. Carter top of the key. Straight away, Benavente 3 ball, missed left, off the hands of Diaz, picked up by Chloe Morrison. Diamond Carter between the legs, 3 ball. Oh, and that is just a brilliant move from Diamond Carter between the legs. A little bit of a stab with her foot, step back, 3 ball, good. Diaz, first shot, no good. Gets her own rebound and puts it back. Natalie Diaz, 75-58. Penguins lead, Price in the backcourt on Benavente. Benavente brings it up left side, right in front of her coach Arthur King. Not King Arthur, but Arthur King. Right corner, thought about a 3, was your use. Instead, we'll back it out and hand off Morrison. 7 to shoot. Does she see it? 6. Straight away, 5. Kicks it, 4. Unable to pick it up. She gets it, 2, and it's going to be a shot clock violation. As Chloe Morrison had no idea that it was under 10, lost the ball, was able to get it back, was laughing about it, and thought, hey, how did I get that back? And shot clock goes off. Whoops. As coach Arthur King tells us she has to be a little more aware. Penguins inbound. Far side approaching 3 minutes here in the fourth quarter, 75-58. Left corner, Scott back to the top of the key, Razo. Ball fake, Price. Right corner, Cruz has an open shot. Instead, she'll back it out. Inside, right block, Diaz off the glass. Natalie Diaz putting on a show. 19-point lead for the DUs. Benavente bringing it up. Cruz on her. Lets her get across the timeline. Benavente picks up a screen, drifts left, backs it out, picks up another screen from Carter. Goes inside free throw line and just throws it away. Another turnover for the Swords with 2.5 minutes left. The Penguins, Brandon, on defense, 2 different halves really in the first half, playing well on defense, but here in the second half just playing absolutely outrageous. Inside Scott, Cruz top of the key. Back into Diaz, her pass deflected. Price unable to get a hand on it, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Silver Sword ball. Savannah McMorrow is going to check in for Natalie Diaz, and I would assume that's going to be for the remainder of the ball game.
Yeah, with 2 minutes left here, I wouldn't expect her to come back in this ball game. And I love this. Penguins still putting on the pressure, though. Mm. Vanessa Cruz and Alexis Price in the backcourt.
And when you're playing a 1-17, Brandon, and it was tied and really close for the beginning part of the game, you don't let off the gas pedal. It's a 19-point lead, but you don't let off. You still have to play. Bringing up the floor for the Swords is Nweku. Kick out, Morrison. Left wing, 3 ball, Carter just deep. No good as Carter got the offensive rebound, but we will stay on that end of the floor as we have a Penguin foul. It's going to be on Vanessa Cruz. Cruz's third personal, second team foul for the Penguins here in the fourth quarter. First team foul for the Penguins. Inbound pass goes to Morrison. Deep 3 by Morrison off front iron. Rebound Scott, 150 overhead. Long pass to Razo, who wanted to go inside to McMorrow, but instead kicks it out. Price right wing, top of the key, Scott. Cruz dribbling out. McMorrow! Up and under from the left side is Savannah McMorrow with a nifty move.
You know, she's only had limited minutes, but I've liked the way she's played in this ball game. She has 4 points. The first time we saw her, got a nice nifty floater, and that time another nifty move goes over and under and gets it on in, as you mentioned, for us.
be deflected out of bounds at the other end. 79-58, Penguins lead. Inbounding will be Benavente. She'll get it into the outstretched Castro, who saves it from going into the grandstand. And we have another foul. That one's going to be on Alexis Price, as the Swords will have the ball down low. That's Price's first personal, third team foul for the Penguins. As Adina Del Rosario checks in for Alexis Price. We saw Del Rosario start the game. And she's now back in here with a minute and a half to go here in the fourth quarter. Shot on goal from the right side. No good by Nweku. Rebounded Cruz behind the back across the timeline. Guarded really tightly by Haraga of the Swords. Scott, top of the key. Rosario left corner. Three ball is good. Adina Del Rosario getting on the board with her first points of the game. It's a three ball. Driving in straight away up off glass and good. Is Destiny Castro. We're under a minute to go. 80-62, Penguins lead. It was really a different second half here for the Penguins brand, as they will stay unbeaten at home this year. Despite the hiccup in their last few games, Brandon, where they lost three in a row, they're getting back on track here at home. That'll be a foul committed by Castro. Inbound to McMorrow. She is fouled on the shot. McMorrow will go to the line, and she will shoot two.
Yeah, that'll make the Penguins 5-0 at home. That's something, as we mentioned, you'll definitely be looking out as they close the season. Four straight games at home.
And I tell you what, if they can stay unbeaten at home, Brandon, they'll be 5-0, as you mentioned. If they can win on Thursday and then Saturday the 27th as well, those are all games that, as Stuart was saying earlier, are really winnable games. You wouldn't bet against the Penguins. That would move them to 9-0 at home. And then those last four games, as we mentioned, as McMorrow hits them from the free throw line, those last four games at home against pretty tough opponents, playoff contending opponents. If you're unbeaten at home, if it's hard to win here as a visiting team, that goes heavily in favor of the Penguins. 45 seconds to go, bringing up the floor. Haraga, she'll drive left side. Poked away by Cruz, Haraga gets it back. Carter left wing, working on McMorrow, goes by McMorrow into the paint. Oh, and that's going to be a foul on Adina Del Rosario, who just stepped in the way of Diamond Carter, and I don't think she's going to do that again. Carter was coming in there with a lot of power, and Del Rosario for the Penguins at 5'6". That's called getting in the way of the train.
Yeah, most definitely. Diamond Carter, 5'8", and possesses a lot of power. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to stand on the tracks when the train's coming through, is what I was trying to get at. It didn't come out all in one piece. Carter knocks down the first one, 84-61, Penguins lead. Second one rattles around and out. Razo with the rebound. Cruz bringing it up to Scott. Penguins will have to get a shot off. 4 second differential between the game and shot clock. Razo far sideline. Ball fake, dribbles in. Rosario left corner. Back to the top of the key to Scott. Scott dribbling left. Free throw line, Rosario. 10 seconds to shoot for Cruz, who drifts straight away inside McMorrow. Six to shoot. She'll put it up. And Savannah McMorrow, if she can play like she's playing tonight for the rest of the season, Brandon, at 6'2", the Penguins will be in pretty good shape. Not that she can replace the whole skill set that Sandra Ikiora possesses, but that's another weapon that Coach Lacoste adds to his arsenal. The long three ball with 4 seconds to go. No good by the Swords, and the Penguins comes surging back in the second half to win this one, 86-61, a 25-point win for the Penguins as they move to 11-5 overall, 5-3 in the conference. Chaminade will fall to 1-8 overall, 1-6 in the PacWest Conference.
Yeah, and it was a display defense in the second half here. I don't know, do you have the numbers here for us? The first half numbers?
Yeah, I can get them for you here real quick.
Yeah, as soon as Forrest gets that, I just want to reiterate that the amazing defense that the Penguins played in the second half, totally different in comparison to what it was in the first half. We had a low scoring game at the half, but the Penguins were able to push through early in the second half. It was an incredible game, incredible performance by the Penguins.
Here are your second half numbers.
Second half numbers here for the Penguins. Wow. So let's do some math here.
Good luck. Better you than me, right?
Yeah, they only allowed 29 points in the second half for the Penguins. Wow, that's incredible defense there.
Yeah, it was 36-29 at half, and the Penguins win it 86-61.
32 points. There we go. 32 points scored in the second half. But so Penguins playing that great defense. Natalie Diaz will finish the night as a Penguins leading scorer with an incredible 28-15-5. Elena Scott with her 5 3-pointers at 17. Julio Razo 12. McMorro 8. I mean, you just see all these numbers scoring for the Penguins, and it's amazing to see this with Ikiora out, obviously. And for Chaminade, limiting Destiny Castro. She had 11 at halftime, only scored 2 in the second half.
And the big gun for the Silver Swords in the second half had to be Diamond Carter, that killer three-ball from long range. And Carter tonight did end with 16 as a leading scorer. And she was 4 for 12 from beyond the arc. She shot a lot, and it seemed like she made a lot, but she was 4 for 12.
Yeah, we saw her go between the legs twice on the step-back three-pointers, and she was able to knock those in. So it was lucky that the Penguins were only able to minimize her to those 2 3-pointers that went between the legs.
All right, everybody, the Penguin women win 86-61. Penguin men coming up here in about 30 minutes. And, Brandon, before we go to the men's game, you're Penguin of the game, Penguin player of the game.
See, early on, I was really convinced to pick Marissa Mondavi. She had a great game. I want to note that. Well, I'm going to have to give it to Vanessa Cruz.
That was my pick, surprisingly. It really was.
I love her numbers. It's a Draymond Green game, as I said. 0 points, but hear this. 5 rebounds, 11 assists, and from the tally that I kept up, she had 4 steals, too, really disrupting the defense whenever they pick up that dribble, trapping them in the corner, getting a couple pokes there. So Vanessa Cruz replacing the defensive presence of Angelica Collins is my Penguin player of the game. Forrest.
Yep. You know what? I'm going to have to give it to the birthday girl, Natalie Diaz, who ended the night. The leading scorer led all scorers with 28. She had a steal, 2 blocks, 5 assists, 15 rebounds, 6 for 8 from the free throw line. Now that's a stat line right there for
Natalie Diaz.
Happy birthday to her. She is my Penguin player of the game. 28 minutes until game 2 of this PacWest doubleheader, everybody. Stay tuned, come back for the men as they take on Chaminade right here in the Collins Center at 4 o'clock. And we will be back in about 25 minutes, everybody. So stay tuned. You're listening to NC2A Division II basketball on the radio home of the Penguins, Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Join us for the men's game at 4 o'clock.